This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. The presidential debate season begins this week, and don't forget, there are some political debates closer to home in the weeks ahead. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
President Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden meet Tuesday night for their first debate. A bit less exciting, but still important. We're just a week away from the only scheduled U.S. Senate debate in Massachusetts between incumbent Democrat Ed Markey and Republican challenger Kevin O'Connor. Now, Markey debated 7 times in the primary. O'Connor wants more debates, but what's the backdrop behind Markey's decision to engage in a single hour-long debate?
Well, if you talk to the Markey campaign, they point to a number of factors, including the length of time between the primary and the general election. The 7 debates in the primary against Congressman Kennedy took place from, since that campaign started in late 2019, all the way through to September. The September to November is a much shorter time period. The debate of senator has a business to attend to in Washington, they say, and they believe that, unlike in the primary where you had these two well-known figures trying to differentiate themselves, Markey's team thinks that you're going to see all you need to see in this 1 hour to know what separates Senator Ed Markey from Republican Kevin O'Connor, and that's why they've agreed to only one.
On Wednesday, the trustees for the Holyoke Soldiers Home will meet for a special meeting. Now, last week, a judge overturned the Baker administration's firing of Superintendent Bennett Walsh, who led the home at the start of a COVID-19 outbreak, with 76 veterans ended up dying with the disease. The judge said only the trustees could fire Walsh, not the governor. But later in the week, Walsh was indicted on felony charges. Matt, a lot going on here. What message do you see Attorney General Mara Healey sending with these criminal charges?
I mean, she is certainly sending a very strong message that what happened at Holyoke was, in her opinion, a criminal. These charges stemming from the decisions made by the superintendent as well as the medical director of the facility to cohabitate people that had COVID-19 or were asymptomatic but still positive with other healthier residents with dementia in a single unit, that decision leading to these charges. And this meeting coming up on Wednesday was already going to be interesting. The governor's firing of Bennett Walsh overturned by the courts, and when asked, the governor basically said, I hope now that the board does the right thing, in his opinion, and fires Walsh on their own. This takes on a new layer with the charges brought by Healey. There are potential legal ramifications here. It'll be interesting to see how they proceed or if they just simply keep him on leave while these pending criminal charges are pending, and what flexibility they have there in terms of Ben Walsh's legal rights while this criminal case plays out.
Lastly, Matt, you interviewed former Massachusetts Senate President Stan Rosenberg of Amherst, who left the legislature in no small cloud of scandal more than 2 years ago. He's now a lobbyist. Anything about that interview surprise you?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things when we approached the former Senate President to talk with us, now been like you said, 2 years since he's left Beacon Hill and not the way he once saw himself leaving after a 30-plus year career on Beacon Hill. He did not want to talk about the scandal involving his husband at the time and the circumstances around his departure. But he is stepping back into the public sphere a bit. He has finally registered as a lobbyist, something he laughed and said he never envisioned himself doing. He's lobbying for some marijuana cannabis cultivator clients that are setting up some retail and manufacturing businesses out in western central Massachusetts. He's also doing some work around advanced manufacturing, trying to set up a lab in Amherst near the campus of UMass to try and bring new developments in manufacturing to Massachusetts that would create jobs. So some interesting stuff there. One thing I did find interesting was him being a bit reflective of his time on Beacon Hill and as we were talking about the Supreme Court vacancy following the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He said one of his regrets was the votes he took to change the way Senate vacancies are filled in Massachusetts. This was done twice when John Kerry looked like he might become president, again when Senator Ted Kennedy died. They changed the rules based on the party affiliation of the governor at the time. He said that that was a mistake, that these rules should not be changed for partisan purposes. So that was an interesting part of the interview.
Matt Murphy is a reporter and associate editor with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.